News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Irish actor Andrew Scott has said that we should get rid of the expression openly gay. Scott was in conversation with a number of other actors for the Hollywood Reporter's Actors Roundtable. Just have a little listen to this.
I'm going to make a pitch for getting rid of the expression openly gay.
Yeah. Yes.
Hear me out.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm with you.
It's an expression that we actually only ever hear in the media. You are never at a party and you say, this is my openly gay friend. Why do we put openly in front of that adjective? You know, we don't say you're openly Irish. You don't say you're openly left-handed. There's something that's in it that's a little near shamelessly.
And Brian Merriman, founder of the International Dublin Gay Theatre Festival, joins me now. Brian, is he right? Do we need to bin this expression openly gay?
And openly, good morning to you, Ciara. Yes, we do. It implies that there's something, as he said, shameful about it, but also something to be hidden. But there's a two-pronged thing here. First of all, the actor is openly gay. And secondly, if they're playing opposite a straight actor, you'll find their publicity departments flooding you with stories about the straight actor and his girlfriend or his wife or his children or whatever it is throughout the whole thing. Like in Strictly with Leighton and Nikita, there was an article every day about Nikita's girlfriend. Danny Miller's come back to Emmerdale and as a gay character, but there are stories in every day about his wife and his child, etc. So,
is that to assure us that he's not really gay? Is that what we're saying? I don't. By the way, I don't think I've ever used the expression openly gay in my life.
I'm sure you haven't.
Is it a sort of a reference, an anachronism back to the time? And I don't know if I'm getting this wrong, but that when it was perhaps presumed that some people were openly gay and some people were secretly gay, is that what, like, which I think is hopefully largely gone now? Is that where it came from, Brian?
Well, it is, but there's still pressure on people in the media or in the entertainment industry. For example, young fellas in boy bands, etc. You know, everyone in a boy band has to be available to have a girlfriend, you know. And if you look at that, there's very few of them. The same with sport, you know, soccer players, etc. So we need, I think we've come a long, long way in the debate. If you see All of Us Strangers, which is not out yet, but I've been lucky to see it, and you just said to anybody, one of those actors is gay, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference because both are
great.
This
is Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott, of course.
Yeah, and Andrew's great in it.
Yeah, Andrew Scott is gay, Paul Mescal is not. So, but isn't that what, you know, it's called acting, dear boy. Isn't that what acting is about? You should be able to play gay or straight or... Exactly.
You just named it. Shouldn't we be talking about good actors and maybe not so good actors instead of, you know, what their personal relationships were? Like, we don't know who most straight people are dating, you know, in the entertainment industry. But it is essential if they play gay that you reveal that. Or it's essential to describe the gay actor as openly gay. Now, going back to the days of Rock Hudson, right, who played the quintessential husband, right?
You know, secretly gay Rock Hudson.
He was secretly gay because he had no option and they made him get married to a thing. So I think Andrew Scott makes a really, really good point that the debate and not just, I hate the word even, acceptance, has moved on so much now that publicity departments need to just chill out about
all openly
of this.
Gay.
You know, anybody who wants their kids...
Brian, why are we obsessed with people's sexuality anyway? And I'm not asking that as a disingenuous question. What do I care whether Andrew Scott is gay or straight or bi or any other bloody thing? I mean, I don't. But why the constant reference, particularly if you're gay? I mean, people don't constantly reference to people's openly heterosexuality. Do you know what I mean? That's not referenced that much. But why this obsession? Where does that come from?
Well, it still comes from the fact that being a heterosexual person is to be a normal person, right? So we always talk about things that are out of the ordinary or extraordinary. Like I run a gay theatre festival, but it's gay themed, right? I never know and I never ask who the actors sleep with as long as they're doing the stories properly, etc. But it does come across still that there's still a bit of hushed or whispered, or we need to correct the record by making sure that people know exactly who we are. But actors act, and as long as there's equal opportunity for gay and straight and everybody else actors to get any particular role because they're good actors, that's all that really matters. So well done to Andrew Scott for doing this.
Yeah, I like him a lot. The first time I ever think I ever saw him was in Fleabag, and I thought he was brilliant then, and I still think so. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us as ever this morning. That is Brian Merriman, founder of the International Dublin Gay Theatre Festival. Let us know what you think. Do you still use the term? I think Andrew Scott is right. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody in real life say, this is my openly gay friend, because why would you? I don't know. But it does come up in print sometimes. You do see it sometimes in reports, etc. But let us know what you think about all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.